things, and I don't know what all. She has a college education, and she raises chickens. She raised these chickens for them. I guess they were fixed up there at the college some week, and she fed them and watered them together with her job that she'd done in her room there. And she said she would raise them chickens, and when they got grown, they have a certain time to kill them. And they would kill them and get the blood out of them. Get the blood out of them chickens. And after they got the blood out of them, they'd give them to her. And she'd take them home with her and scald them and clean them up and put them in a deep freeze. But she told us last spring when she was up here that they had quit giving them away.
Uh-huh.
That they were selling them for 5 cents a pound. I reckon that was to get back a little of the they had spent on them. Well, I said, how much cheaper do you move them than 5 cents a pound?
Pretty cheap.
Yeah. But you see, you've got to scald him and clean him and gut him and you lose the feathers and the insides and all that. But she still bought them. She said that's cheap and she could grow.
Say if a man had a really bad sore throat, you'd say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't. What? He couldn't.
Well, I don't know what you'd call that.
Well, say he could chew it, but he couldn't.
Couldn't swallow?
Okay. And something that people smoke made out of tobacco.
Cigarettes.
Okay. What else?
Cigars.
Okay. And say someone often do you a favor. You say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to feel
obligated.
Okay. And would you say beholden?
Well, that'd be about the same. Don't you think? Don't want to be beholden to you, you know, or don't want to be obligated to you. That's about the same thing,
okay.
I would think.
Okay. And if you weren't able to do something, you might tell someone, well, I'd like to help you, but I just...
Not able or don't feel like it?
Or you say, I'd like to, but I just...
Can't.
Okay. And you might tell someone, well, in a situation like that, he ought to be careful. He
I don't know unless I guess he should be careful.
Okay. What is another way of saying that? It means the same thing. Instead of saying he should, you might say he ought to be careful.
Oh.
Okay. And say that if a boy got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have done.
Or another way of saying that, I bet he did something he
deserved a whipping.
Yeah, we're using the word ought. You say, I bet he did something he
ought not have done.
Okay. And say if you were refusing to do something, you might tell someone, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I just want to do it. I just they ask you, will you do it? And you say, no, I
can't.
Or no, I they ask you, will you? And you say, no, I
won't.
Okay. And say if I'm
there's a lot of these here are more uneducated people than I am that wouldn't answer it. Hey.